Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. I'm so excited to be with you here today and just thank you again for making prayer a priority in your life. That's just such a cool thing and I just want to commend you for that. We are in Proverbs 24, finishing out that chapter in verses 19 through 34 in the New Living Translation. That's the one I usually listen to and read every day. This is the New International Reader's Translation, NIRV, and this is what it says. Don't be upset because of evil people. Don't long for what sinners have. Tomorrow, evil people won't have any hope. The lamps of sinners will be blown out. My son, have respect for the Lord and the king. Don't join with officials who disobey them. The Lord and the king will suddenly destroy them. Who knows what trouble those two can bring? Here are more sayings of wise people. Taking sides in court is not good. A curse will fall on those who say the guilty are not guilty. Nations will ask for bad things to happen to them. People will speak against them, but it will go well with those who sentence guilty people. Rich blessings will come to them. An honest answer is like a kiss on the lips. Put your outdoor work in order, get your fields ready, after that, build your house. Don't be a witness against your neighbor for no reason. Would you use your lips to tell lies? Don't say, "I'll do to them what they have done to me. I'll get even with them for what they did." I went past the field of someone who didn't want to work. I went past the vineyard of someone who didn't have any sense. Thorns had grown up everywhere. The ground was covered with weeds. The stone wall had fallen down. I applied my heart to what I observed. I learned a lesson from what I saw. You might sleep a little or take a little nap. You might even fold your hands and rest. Then you would be poor as if someone had robbed you. You would have little as if someone had stolen from you. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I do pray for a work ethic. I do pray for perseverance, and particularly those folks who are battling chronic illness and still trying to work, how hard that must be. Would you alleviate some of the pain today? Would you open up new avenues of treatment? Would you flat out just heal them so that they can work with joy and not with pain? Lord, I pray that we would be an industrious people, that we would work hard because we understand that hard work comes from you and it's a way we can honor you as well. Lord, thank you for that opportunity to just be a part of just this work, this workaday world that you have for us. Thank you. Lord, help us to honor you and to respect you and everything that you have and everything that you do in our lives. And I don't always understand everything that you do, Lord. And sometimes I don't understand, you know, why bad things happen to good people or good things happen to bad people. But I am going to choose to trust in your sovereignty today. Lord, thank you for all of the words that are spoken in this particular passage about justice, about the evil being punished, the guilty being sentenced, and the innocent being taken care of and set free, of telling the truth even when it hurts, even when it will, maybe harm us. Lord, help us to be reliable witnesses. Help us to stand up for justice. Help us to see the person who is broken in this world and walk with them. Help us to be people of justice and help us to shed light on that which is thriving in the darkness. Lord, as We Too releases next month, I get on my knees and I pray that you would get it into the hands of those who need it. But I also pray that you would use it to topple the systems of sexual exploitation in this nation and in this world. It is dark. It is wrong. It is hurting so many people and making many rich. Lord, would you begin to shed light and bring justice into this area of sex trafficking, of pornography, of these dark things that are happening all around the world. The fact that these crimes are happening are fueled by money, and they're fueled by greed, and they're fueled by debauchery. And Lord, that is also fueled by the industry. And I know that this industry is evil. So Lord, would you take it down? I know as I pray that, that puts a target on my back, but I trust that you will protect me. And I pray for those who are enslaved to it now, and I pray you would shed your holy light, that you would save them from the darkness and set them into a new place and cleanse them from the unrighteousness and bring grace and hope, that there is hope for those who have yet been enslaved. Lord, I pray for those who have been enslaved against their will. Obviously, that's the meaning of slavery. Father, would you rescue those folks? And Lord, if it's supposed to be something I'm supposed to help with, or my friend out there listening should help with, show us what that would look like, Lord. We want to be people of justice. We want to see your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I pray all of this in your just name, Jesus. Justice and righteousness are the foundations of your throne. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you happen to be an abuse survivor of sexual abuse and you would like a little more help, here's some free help you can get. You can go to we2.org/21days and you'll receive 21 emails addressed just to you for 21 days. I guess that makes sense. So thanks so much for listening, and you are a blessing to me. Please live in light of that.